The earth will produce abundantly for diligent workers, August 5. Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them, NKJV. There is need of much more extensive knowledge in regard to the preparation of the soil. There is not sufficient breadth of view as to what can be realized from the earth. A narrow and unvarying routine is followed with discouraging results. Let the educated ability be employed in devising improved methods of work. This is what the Lord wants. There is need of intelligent and educated ability to devise the best methods in farming, in building, and in every other department, that the worker may not labor in vain. God, who has made the world for the benefit of human beings, will provide means from the earth to sustain the diligent worker. The seed placed in thoroughly prepared soil will produce its harvest. God can spread a table for his people in the wilderness. There is much mourning over unproductive soil, when, if people would read the Old Testament scriptures, they would see that the Lord knew much better than they in regard to the proper treatment of land. After being cultivated for several years, and giving its treasures to the possession of humankind, portions of the land should be allowed to rest, and then the crops should be changed. We might learn much also from the Old Testament in regard to the labor problem. The earth has its concealed treasures, and the Lord would have thousands and tens of thousands working upon the soil who are crowded into the cities to watch for a chance to earn a trifle. The earth is to be made to give forth its strength, but without the blessing of God it could do nothing. In the beginning, God looked upon all he had made, and pronounced it very good. The curse was brought upon the earth in consequence of sin. But shall this curse be multiplied by increasing sin? Ignorance is doing its baleful work. Slothful servants are increasing the evil by their lazy habits. But the earth has blessings hidden in its depths for those who have courage and will and perseverance to gather its treasures. Who will be missionaries to do this work, to teach proper methods to the youth and to all who feel willing and humble enough to learn?